I'm Jeb Sharp for The World. 5 more days to go before the Oscars, and we've been dipping into the nominations for the best foreign language films. Today we hear from Martin Sandfleet, the Danish director of Land of Mine. This is not really a war film. It's more of a post-war film, and in the process it becomes an anti-war film. My colleague, Marco Werman, spoke with Sandfleet about Land of Mine.
Well, it's about a sergeant or a nation who forces young German prisoners out into the beaches to disarm mines.
Right. It's the end of World War II. There are all these German mines that have been placed on the Danish beaches, and these boys were conscripted to demine the beaches. So give us some details about this period of history, the real history of this whole episode that you found compelling enough to make a film about it.
Well, basically, I thought, you know, for myself, I needed our nation to show a more, I don't know if I would call it a true face, but they have a tendency, all nations have, but Denmark also in particularly has a tendency of showing themselves from the good side. And I knew there were a lot of hidden stories lying around. So I've always been interested in Second World War, and I started researching about some dark chapters of our nation. And I found this. First, it was about us breaking the Geneva Convention, but then I found out that we used very young boys. And I thought that might be good enough to write that into a movie somehow.
Yeah. So what is the story? Who were these German boys and how did they end up after World War II, prisoners of war in Denmark?
Well, they were in camps, German camps, just beneath the border. And it was the Brits who gave the Danes an order to use the Germans. And of course, the Danes didn't mind. And nobody was liking the Germans. And it was a great time to get payback, so to speak.
How many boys actually died in these demining operations? Were you able to find out in your research?
Well, around 500 or 400 died. And around 900 to 1,000 got blown up, lost arms or legs.
So in the movie, tell me a bit about the Danish officer who is in charge of these boys, Sergeant Rasmussen. At first, he seems like the antagonist in the film, but fairly quickly we see he may be the boy's best hope for surviving this insane demining operation.
Yeah. Carl represents, you know, all the sergeants that was on the beach. He's like a fiction character who is the very worst of what the humans can be and evolves into what I believe we should have done. And he's actually looking forward to get his payback. He can't wait for the Germans to come. So when he sees that he gets a bunch of boys up there, he's fairly disappointed because what to do with his hate?
Findest du, dass ich komisch bin? Amüsiere ich dich? Lächelst du, Soldat?
Nein, der Feldwebel!
Guck mich an!
But slowly he begins to see that these boys, they're not responsible and they're just boys. And the more time he spends with them, the more he tends to see that they're not that different from him after all.
I imagine he must embody a lot of what Denmark felt right after the war, kind of. One, we have to get rid of these mines and get our country back to normal. But two, still a lot of hatred for Germany right after the war. What did that period after World War II kind of do psychically to Denmark?
We weren't different than anybody else. It was allowed to hate the Germans, just the fact that they were Germans. And our country had been occupied for 5 years, so it was allowed. And I think we felt and want to get back at them. Denmark and Germany have always had a strange relationship because we're neighbors. Mm. And in the beginning, I think, you know, Churchill always called Denmark Hitler's little canary bird because in the beginning, we weren't really fighting so much against the Germans. I think we're a very tactical country in that matter.
How well known is this chapter of history for Danes today? Like, did your movie come as a surprise to the public there?
Well, it is an untold story in Denmark, and there wasn't a lot of books written about it. There are small chapters here and there. Yeah, it's an untold story. Nobody really knew about it.
Has it prompted kind of difficult discussions? Any shame?
I'm not sure really why they didn't. Like I said, it's not one of our finest moments, and every nation has a tendency of portraying themselves as the good nation, and Denmark is no different. There is a lot of dark chapters of our nation, and why the historians didn't choose to write books about this, I don't know. I did receive my so to speak, first hate mails calling me not being patriotic enough, but that's really not what it's about. It's about how we people should you know, treat each other, see each other as individuals instead of hating and judging in general, because, you know, when a world is built up on hate and fear, the eye for an eye mentality doesn't help anybody.
Well, your movie does a great job of reminding us. Are there still mines on the beaches of Denmark today? Were all the mines defused?
Well, they say they cleared most of them, but the day before we started shooting, we actually found a mine, which made the whole
incredible
shooting a little bit more tense, so to speak.
How did you deal with that?
Well, the military came and took it away and made sure that it wouldn't explode. But they also said, if you find anything, just call us and we'll pick it up.
Danish director Martin Sandfleet, his film Land of Mine is one of the nominees for Best Foreign Language Film this year for the Academy Awards. Martin, thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.